Blog Talk Radio. Fucking goddamn BTR. Piece of shit.
Oh, you gotta love it. It's BTR, huh? It's, yeah, BTR, it's what's for dinner. I don't know. I don't know if I $29.99 for this bullshit. No. I mean, technically, yes, I can afford it, but on principle alone, it's horrible. Yeah, Moxie, I think I got rid of the Echo. Tell me if I have not. This is Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's your Monday night edition. If you want to join me here, 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay here with you, taking your calls. Your calls are the priority here on the program. So long as you submit them to me, your host, Vince in the Bay, via the phone line. Because I don't and if you're going to call in on Skype, you got to call in the number. Because apparently after that one Skype outage day we had about a week ago, ever since then, Click to Talk doesn't work on BTR. Hello?
Earth to BTR, Earth to BTR, technical staff.
Fix the Click to Talk function. I'm just saying. Anywho, we're getting started early here with the chat room roll call. Melinda, Iconoclast TX, Moxie, Beneath Everything, the infamous Ronnie Wrecker in the building. Appreciate you here, homie. If you want to call in, that'd be cool. Maybe tell us what's what new music we can look forward to coming out this week. And also, I'm sure by now, Ronnie, you have to have your 2010 top 10 picks or whatever, best songs or records or something like that, right? Anywho, joining me early on here, we have VMAC. VMAC, what's going down, brother?
What's up, V? What's going down with you?
Nothing much, homie. Just
acting and just relaxing. Kicking it.
Yeah, you know, just trying to keep my nose clean here on BTR. You know, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I've been listening in on other shows and trying to listen in on other shows and getting booted. Like, I can't for the life of me understand why someone would just knock me out of their show. Like, kick me out right when I came in. Didn't say anything. I didn't. Two of them tonight. I tried to listen to Debbie Daly's show, and she kicked me out. And I tried to listen to this guy Saul. This guy Saul 2.0. No. Well, close. Yeah, he's actually one of the. Apparently, he's one of the BWC, the Bill Wagoner crew.
I'm
not going to open up a can of worms here. I'm not going to start going in on other BTR hosts, right now, at least. I'll give them a chance to finish up their own shows, and then they can call in and air their beefs with me directly. I've been trying to listen to some of these shows. Like some of Debbie's shows, and I haven't really heard her give me any concrete evidence why she doesn't want to talk to me. But whatever, it is what it is. I guess I'm an accessory to her character assassination by having certain entities on this program last week, and whatever, it is what it is. At the end of the day, VMAC, as you know, it is what it is, and that's real talk.
Real talk.
And I'm going to bring on Moxie now. Moxie, Mox the Fox.
Moxie Fox in the house. Hey, Moxie.
Hey, what's up, bitches?
Hey.
Oh, just being flawless as usual. You know that story, sister.
My new, yes. That was probably the highlight of my entire year last night.
You, that's right. For those of you who missed it last night, amidst all these troll wars, Moxie was singled out by the Flawless crew. They gave her basically, they said she was flawless. So I don't know if that makes you like.
I had a dream about Moxie, too.
You did?
Really?
Yeah, I had a dream. It involved me, you, a horse whip, and a can of oil for some reason.
That's more sex than I've had in the last 10 years.
Wow. Did you get turned on by that then?
Yeah, I'm moist right now.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
You moist? You moist, Moxie?
I'm sweating, is that
okay,
what you mean?
Okay. On Iconoclast, Iconoclast said that she said that I've been talking shit about her. Recently, I've been starting to talk shit about her because she won't talk to me. And you know, when those other people were on my show talking about her, I didn't really. Yeah, I didn't. I think the problem was that I didn't jump to her rescue. I didn't jump to her defense. I mean, it was the same show that she threw Steve under the bus on, so I think I was an accessory just like Steve was. And I'm sorry, if she's, you know, if she can't defend herself, if she needs somebody to be there and be her proxy, whatever person to defend her, then I'm sorry, that's not going to be me. I'm doing a show. I'm trying to make interesting, fun radio, and you know, sometimes that for me, that's like letting the guests indulge them. Although I have to say that show, I don't know if I said it on the, I'll have to go back and listen to the archives, but I think that show that Jane was on at the end and she was just going on and on and on about Debbie, I was starting to fall asleep when she was talking. Honestly, she was talking shit about Debbie, and maybe it's just a testament to how boring Jane is, but like, I found it completely, I was falling asleep while she was revealing apparently all this just damning stuff on Debbie. And I was just like, sorry, partly that, you know, it's my fault that I was sloppy and let my show get away from me like that. I was tired, I was baked, and I just didn't care. And maybe if it had been the beginning of the show, I'd try to jump to Debbie's defense. Although I do have to admit, I wanted to see the video of Debbie's tits bouncing. That sounded kind of cool. But other than that, I mean, whatever.
Vince, I've never heard you say a bad word about Debbie. I was on the line, I think, when Jane called in that night. I don't know, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 nights ago.
Yeah.
I don't honestly, like the next day when I saw that you were on Debbie's shit list, I was like, whoa, what did Vince do? Because I think I was dozing off too. Honestly.
Because seriously, I mean, I think I even mentioned this on that show, or maybe it was the show after. I don't know. I've heard the same spiel from Jane on other people's shows, the same exact allegations, you know, told and framed the same exact way, and it's just like blah bitty blue bitty blah bitty. Okay, I've heard it. After a certain point, honestly, it just starts to sound like the parents in the Peanuts cartoons.
Vince don't bother nobody. That's why. That's one of the main reasons why. Because Vince laid back. He joke around. You know, he has a variety show. He don't, man, just like I said, since I met Vince, Vince ain't said a bad word. I mean, he you know, humorous. He don't bother nobody. And those are people that they seek out to try to pick on. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't heard nothing out of the 4 or 5 months that I've been knowing him picking on nobody or harassing somebody or, you know, something like that. Yeah, maybe some things on this show. You know, there's some things on everybody's show. Hell, I got a gangster rap show, so that means somebody can pick on me because I promote gangster rap. I mean, you can look on anybody's show and get offended about, but yeah, you can't just, you know, just blackball or pick on somebody just because you don't agree or what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? That's basically the bottom line. Because I didn't even know who the hell Debbie Daly was until Vince said something about a week ago about her. You know? That's all what it is, man. It's just, she's just trying to pick on you. That's all what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, ultimately, it's not any big, you know, ultimately, I'm not lose a lot of sleep over losing Debbie Daly as an ally here or whatever. I guess that blows my chance of making it on the Debbie Daly network.
Yeah, it's over for you.
That's done.
Yeah,
that's done. But I like Debbie. I've always liked Debbie. I think she's cute. I think she's bubbly and fun when she's doing her Debbie Daly thing. She's cool. She's a good time.
Awesome.
I mean, she's like, to me, she's like a life coach. Like, honestly, if I was going through something hard right now, and you know, I was looking for somebody to give me some advice, I might think of that telling, you know, bouncing something off of Debbie. Why not? You know, maybe some stuff on the air, maybe some stuff not. I mean, I think she's seen, you know, I've been to a lot of counselors and a lot of shrinks and a lot of, you know, I've talked to life coaches and blobbity bloobity. And honestly, she sounds as convincing, if not as good, if not better than all the rest that I've seen and encountered, you know? So whatever. I mean, she gives intuitive advice. You know, take it or leave it. It's intuitive. It doesn't have to. So it's not the Bible. So what? And I know Calpo just kind of like,
yeah,
you know, rains on his parade a little bit. But I'll tell you what. If I'm thinking about, you know, having some sort of, I don't know, mental lapse or something, I'll ask Debbie Daly over, you know, instead of, before I'll ask Calpo. Just like when I want to figure out who to put $100 on Monday Night Football, I'm going to talk to Calpo. I'm not going to talk to Debbie Daly. But whatever. I'm done. That's it. We've done Debbie, and that's it. Moving on. Also, another person who we shall not speak of too much anymore. The One-Eyed Jew. Just to give you guys, I know this is a Jew-free broadcast. Don't worry, but I am going to bring him up for a second because I talked to him earlier. And Melinda, stay right there. Don't move. Apparently the Jew, you're not going to see One Angry Jew anywhere on BTR anymore. He's been, for those of you who don't know, his profile has been deleted by his own account. It was terminated. I don't know if there's speculation, quite frankly, as to whether he was deleted by BTR or he deleted it himself. He claims BTR did it, and he thinks they're doing him a favor. So don't worry, you're not going to see much more of one angry Jew around here anymore. You're not going to see his show anymore. He might call in to shows randomly on here. He might call into mine, but he's not going to commandeer my broadcast anymore. So Melinda, you're safe.
Did he say anything? Yeah, I know. Right? I mean, that's what I want to know. What did he do?
That's just funny what he'd be saying to me.
He was just being an angry Jew, I think. I don't know, man. I mean, fuck. He pissed off a lot of people. And, you know, I guess, I don't know, the powers that be sided with whoever and probably didn't like him either. And it was an easy thing to do. They just deleted him.
But he was a paid host.
I know, right? That's
was he? Yeah, he was. He was a paid host. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So people can get on here talking about white supremacy, black power, kill black people, do this to white people, do this to the rapists, but he just get on and just speak his mind that has nothing to do with none of those topics, because I never heard him say anything about those. And just kick him off, huh? Oh, my God. Well, I'm going out with a bang. So, if you're listening, when Damn Radio come, I want you to be my guest host for the whole 30 days. And I want you just to blast whatever you want to say. I can care less, because I'm not coming back on.
So, there you go. One Angry Jew, if you're listening, once again, that was VMAC, open invitation to One Angry Jew. If you're listening, Jew, VMAC is throwing that out there that he's welcoming you on with open arms onto his program. There you have it. So that's it. I think that's about all we have to report in Jew news. And he is being referred to. Debbie Daly refers to him as the evil one. The evil one. Yes. That's right. That's and apparently I associate myself with the evil one. Therefore, I guess that makes me evil too. My powers of deduction have determined that I am evil, folks.
That's weird. Just weird to me.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, so if you want to join me here, 347-826-7667, what do you think? Am I evil? Is the Jew evil? Is it evil that the evil Jew was knocked off of BTR? Do you think that's fair? You might hate the Jew. You might like the Jew. But, either way, you might think that he has a right to be here on BTR and to exist. Why don't you call in and let us know where you stand on this issue. And more, 347-826-7667. We're taking your requests, as always, Melinda only. I don't take requests from anybody but Melinda. So, Melinda, if you have something, and Melinda, it's one request per show. That's it. Okay, I'm putting a strict parameters on this because I know you'll abuse it. I know how you work. And only one FLOTUS article per show, too. One FLOTUS article. And you know what I'm talking about, all right? And, so if you want to join me, folks, I'd love to have you here. It's 347-826-7667. The question is, am I evil?
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
With you. Hey. Taking your calls. That was the number, 347-826-7667. That's right, 100% Jew-free. Broadcasting live from California, from the Bay Area, out to Bombay, back to the BK, down to LA, and back to the Bay. That's right, where I'm at, Vince in the Bay. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. I guess metal considers Metallica hard rock. It's not metal enough for him. All right, fine. I think it's pretty metal. I think Slayer is pretty metal. And I think you listen to the production from the early 80s compared to how it sounds now, you know, there's things are overproduced and sound a lot heavier and sludgier than they do now. So that's kind of like cheating. But whatevs. My panel's back here. It's myself with Moxie and also VMAC. Sounds like somebody's mumbling or. Hello? Melinda, are you back? Are you there? I mean, Moxie, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was looking at.
Melinda.
I wish you were Melinda. Melinda, call in. Come on. We're finally at the point where we're 100% Jew free radio now. And Melinda, if you're going to call in, this is the time to do it. I mean, we're free. We're like out in the open now. We're free. We can do whatever we want. We're like frolicking in the green pastures of BTR here. You can call in now. It's okay. She says she's eating. Great. Well, okay, fine. This is a long show. We still got an hour and 20 minutes, so take your time, finish your meal, and then maybe come on, join us in the second hour. It could just be me and you. You could be on the panel if you want. If not, I could get rid of the panel. It could just be, you know, you and I. It's fine. However you want it. Doesn't matter.
That sounds so romantic.
That's how I do it.
I think that's VMAC with the feedback.
VMAC, is there something else going on in the other room? Or what are you doing, man? VMAC might have us on mute. The hood version of mute, where it's like literally under his hood.
That music had that effect on lots of people. I muted the show.
I know. I think a lot of people tuned out. Actually, my chat room went from about, it was like something like 20-something people. And now it's down to like 5, including all of us.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah, you know, I'm mixing it up. I ditched the Jew and I'm playing metal now. Lots of Metallica and Slayer.
That's just hard rock, dude.
I guess I'm soft. All right, I got a call here. Calls take priority. 347, you're on the air.
I'm sorry. What was that about ditching the Jew?
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Damn it.
I thought maybe I heard incorrectly.
The evil one is here, folks. Just when you count your chickens, they hatch.
You thought
yeah,
it was safe
it.
To come out from under your bed.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Safe. In fact, I suggest you all get under your
just
bed.
Just when you, exactly. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water. There he is. It's like a bad horror film where it's like it's the end of the film. Everybody's like, "Yay, we killed the Jew! He's gone!" And then we turn around and it's just like there's like, you know, his like the Jew's arm like starts to move, and then all of a sudden it's boom.
The Jew has more lives than you can imagine. Did you notice the area code today?
347. That's the hometown of Alan Levy.
Ah, amazing, huh?
Lakewood. Hey, isn't that a big Jew headquarters?
I don't know. I don't associate with Jews. I was explaining this morning to somebody else what a favor had been done for me, because I got real work to do. I need a bit of a break anyway. However, all that means is that the brand One Angry Jew just won't be doing radio shows, but I'll be keeping it alive, calling around from show to show, time to time. That's not going to go anywhere. In fact, I don't even think I need to poke and prod except for a little bit just to keep it going. But I will be on with my own show, and I'll tell you what, see if you guys can figure out who I am.
Where can we listen to the show?
And yes, I was a paid host. And I don't even know why.
They dumped your paid account.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if they sent me an email. Here's how stupid BTR is. They probably sent me an email telling me that they were going to dump me and then dump me, but I never got the email. I only know that something was up when I wasn't getting updates on shows that I had favorited, you know, that I had followed. So it was about 7 o'clock tonight, and I'm thinking, wow, I haven't seen one thing for hours. Like, what's up? And then I went to the website, and it said the IP address was blocked, which was one of the proxies that I use. I got 10 proxies, so I just picked another one. You know, not a big deal. But I don't even know what it was that I did that pushed them over the edge. But frankly, I'm kind of amazed that I lasted this long.
I think it's amazing
you
that you're
did.
Off.
You got it in pretty fast and deep, pretty quick.
Well, yeah, but
they didn't know what hit them.
But because they weren't doing their job. But on the front page of my profile, I put on there that I'm a troll and a liar. I mean, how much more warning do you need, right? Mm-hmm. It's sort of like when the devil tells you. The devil always warns you and tells you the truth before he comes and gets you. Or what is it? The vampire invites himself in, or he has to be invited in, right? So I'm warning all these people, and they're ignoring everything. They don't care. Look, I was just having fun. I think some people had fun, but that's all right. Where's my show going to be? Well, I'm not going to tell you, but I can tell you that it won't be immediately, but within maybe a week or two, you will start seeing a new show come on, and you're going to wonder whether it's me or not. You're not going to be sure, because I will be doing it, and you're not even going to – it won't be this voice. By the way, this voice is not my voice. It's a put on. So it'll be
because you're not even Jewish.
Well, that's the rumor. I mean, I've heard so many rumors.
No,
Corey. Corey thinks he knows where I am.
Yeah, he knows. He's got you triangulated. He knows your whole dossier. He's on top of it. He's the only person that's gotten deeper than him is, of course, Cowpoke.
I will determine
that guy will be a guest on my show whether he likes it or not.
Oh yeah, he should be because he's great. Of course, Debbie's supposed to have doxed me, right? I doubt that, but anything's possible. But who cares? I mean, really, I didn't even care. I didn't care if anybody really knew who I was. I mean, I could tell you who I am. Even if they did, I would have turned it around to my advantage. I was just having fun. Didn't anybody have fun? Did anybody take anything seriously besides Melinda?
Really? You're not going to get an answer to that because she doesn't talk and she won't talk while you're here. But if somebody else wants to talk to the Jew while we have him here, this is sort of his hasta la vista baby to the BTR network here. Once again, as you heard, he said there that he's going to be going underground and he's going to pop up again, apparently to under a different name, a different alias. And I tell you, that Jew's a chameleon. He's not even a Jew, and I'm still convinced he's a Jew, even though I know he's not. I still think he is. Yeah, and that's how good he is. It's like, even when the evidence is in plain sight, he gets you to believe otherwise. It's amazing. He's like a Jedi. Kind of like me. If you want to join me here, ladies, don't be bashful. I don't bite. You know how I do it. I'll be gentle. The number is 347-826-7667. Or if you have any last minute question, last questions for the Jew, I apologize. This was not a 100% Jew broadcast. We did have a streak there of several shows where we were 100% Jew free. But I thought it was appropriate since he's been knocked off of BTR. Why not give him a last little, at least I'll give him a little platform for a little bit just to see his piece. If you want to say your piece to the Jew, he's going underground. I think he's going to bury the Jew and resurrect himself as something else. What that is, we don't know. Maybe you don't care. Either way, it is what it is. And at the end of the day, wait, I fucked it up. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And that's it. That's real talk. I'm Vince in the Bay. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. Looking forward to 2011 coming up. If you have any resolutions you have planned and you want to share those with me, that'd be great. If you have anonymous messages, we still take those as well. Geez, what else is there? Also, there's plenty of room on the switchboard here. We got ourselves on the panel here. Moxie, VMAC, and the Jew taking your calls. This could be the last time you ever get to say your piece to the Jew. Do it now. 347-826-7667. If you don't, well then.
Boy, you're turning around now with the girl I love, and I like to fuck you. hurt me so bad.
So bad.
I tried to tell my mama, but she told me this is one for your dad.
Disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay, back here with you. 347-826-7667. The number. We're taking your calls about the One Angry Jew if you want to still. We have another 7 minutes to go in this first hour. I'm here with Moxie and VMAC. The Jew has left. That's right. We're Jew-free again. He stopped in for a second. I don't know. Maybe he's going to be back. Maybe not. But he stopped in for a second to address some of the issues that he had regarding his the termination of his account here at BTR. That's right. If you haven't heard it yet, we should probably go to a news update to officially do this. Hang on. Let me get this loaded up here. That's right. BTR enthusiasts. This is live from the Disorderly Conduct newsroom. This just in, the One Angry Jew is no longer on BTR. That's right, he has been exterminated. The Jew has been exterminated from BTR. You heard it here, folks. Breaking news. We can now go back about our business. The headache, the nightmare that has been the last month and a half on BTR has now ended. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, most likely Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay, which is yours truly. VMAC, what's going on, bro? How come I keep hearing mumbling in the background, dude? VMAC, do you even know you're still on with me? I think VMAC might have, like, what do they call that when you accidentally dial somebody?
Pocket dial.
Yeah, he's pocket dialing right now, I think. All right, well, maybe
butt
he'll
dial,
figure that out.
Butt dial. It could be a butt dial, too. Maybe, you know, his backside.
All right. Oh, man, I was just going to blast out to all my friends that we were exterminating. That the Jew had been exterminated. But then I thought about it first thing. I was like, wow, I have a lot of friends on Facebook. How many of them would take that the right way?
Five.
Then it's worth it. And if I could just reach five people, that'd be...
Everyone's odds are, you know, I mean, you have to evaluate it differently. It's definitely worth it for me. I make bad jokes all the time, and if one person gets it, that makes my year. So.
Wow.
Nobody
right,
got
kid.
My jokes about Tina Marie, not Tina Marie, Sheila E.
Sheila E.? Oh, what'd you say about it? Oh, I got to load up some Sheila E. music. Fuck.
I know. What's wrong with you, dude?
So I got Tina Marie in time.
Yeah. No, so basically, you should tell everyone about what's going on in Los Angeles. It's a big deal.
What?
Well, okay, January 2nd, 2011, there is a mass Twitter march-in.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. And so what I did was I took all these – I posted the little banner graphic thing, and I said, dropping like flies, those Obama glamorous life types, Sister Fate is cuckoo. And nobody got it. Those are all Sheila E. songs, you know, things that we listen to all the time on our iPods because she's so hot and popular and now.
All right, I have an anonymous message. It says – It says, I love the Jew. I'm a miss him.
Aw, that was from Melinda, wasn't it?
There's another one here that says, anonymous message. The Jew can suck my balls, that fucking teabagging bitch. That's all I got. You got any anonymous messages?
I don't. Not at the moment.
All right. If anybody out there wants to share anonymous messages, we're taking them. I think it's only appropriate that when we're doing a tribute show now, I guess, to the memory of One Eye Jew, who was exterminated today.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, he's no longer with us, folks.
I can't believe he just hung up like that. He just hung up.
Yeah. Well,
it's
he's
like
toast.
Death.
He's gone.
It's death.
It's over.
It's like death.
It's over. Yeah. I can't believe we even got that much.
It's crazy.
All right, here's another anonymous message. Callie is the best.
Okay, I have an anonymous message. I just got one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It says, Flawless apologizes to Melinda for everything that we said last night.
Oh. You know why the Flawless crew isn't here right now, right? Because they
got
basic
bitch.
Yeah, Basic's on right now. And then Basic's also going at the same time that Gaga Lou's going, too.
It's pretty hardcore with Flawless, you know.
You know, there might be even factions within Flawless that we don't even know about.
You know who we need to get on that, don't you?
Who?
Galpote.
Oh, why do you think I want him on my program? We gotta have him. We're checking in with him every week. I want to have a weekly segment, the Galpote. Weekly update, like, what do you know now, Galpote? The man on the inside.
This is a really tough time to be running a show. It's amazing. We have such an active chat room and, so many people in there. But look at who's running a show right now. We have
everybody,
Basic Bitch.
Everybody.
Wagner, Debbie Daly, Crazy Rambo, Vince
in
the
Bay. Which is Rambo.
Yeah, and Goofy Bone. I mean, come on. This is crazy. Nuts.
I got another anonymous message. It says, I love to hate the Flawless crew. I kind of love to hate them too. That's not anonymous. I kind of hate to love them too. Both ways. I agree.
I like the Flawless crew, and not just because they've accepted me, a person.
Sure, right.
I think they're fun. I like their shtick, to use a Jewish word, in honor of the Jew who has been exterminated.
Ladies and gentlemen. This episode is going to go down to BTR history. It was the last time the Jew was heard from. Alive on BTR.
Who's snoring? Is that VMAC?
No, VMAC hung up.
Okay.
It's just you and me, baby.
Ooh, that's so romantic. You know,
yeah.
I bet, you know what? Well, VMAC is probably over at Debbie Daly. She's got a show on right now. And then
him and Debbie have a huge beef. And you know what I love?
Crazy.
This is like BTR host 101. Never talk about the other shows that are going on while your show's going on. Even if there really are like 12 other popular shows on, never point that out. Never do it, because then people that are just kind of sitting there going, "Oh yeah, hey, there is a lot of other stuff going on." Notice how our chat room went shrunk in half after we said that.
I'm a liar and I'm a troll.
Thanks,
that was
Monty.
My best.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Monty.
My
I appreciate it. Well, you know what? You know, but after saying that, though, you know where the loyalty is at. Girl from Detroit's here. Melinda's here. Moxie, Shellwig, Jim Slim, Callie, and Doncy. Not to mention guests, both 14559 and 14618. And Metal Talk Radio, my hardcore fam on BTR.
You know, guest 14559 is always here. That dude or chick is hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah. A regular. That's fine. He's like Norm from Cheers. He's always here.
Absolutely. He's amazing.
Well, if anybody else wants to join us, we got plenty of time, plenty of room here on the panel. 347-826-7667. Right now it's Vince in the Bay, your host, along with Moxie. Moxie, so what's going on with the Humor Institute?
I'm glad you asked. We're definitely moving. I am not, as you said earlier in the show, this sounded so familiar. It's almost like I had said it, that it's a matter of principle with BTR and the amount of money that they're asking for a piece of software that doesn't always work. So the Humor Institute will be leaving. I'm hoping I can do the 1 month free and then cancel before I have to pay them a dime. So that would bring me to, what, March 1st? And then we'll probably be over at humorinstitute.org, I assume. That's the plan as of now.
All right. Looking forward to it.
I've done it before.
In the meantime, I'm happy to be – that's too bad, because I really like the campus the way it's laid out right now. It's a shame you're going to have to find a new place.
Yeah, the campus is changing location. We're not going to make students and patients buy new uniforms. Uniforms will remain the same. And that's about it. I mean, like you say, it is what it is. And just looking at alternatives and not finding much, so I'm going to build my own. Build it and they will come, then. You know what they say.
C-U-M, right?
Yes, exactly. We have one happy Jew in the chat.
Yeah, I'm glad we have. If we're going to have any Jews, let's at least have happy ones, right?
I like the happier ones.
I don't know. I think it's better just to have Jew-free radio altogether. Because, I mean, I'm sorry if that eliminates some happy ones. But, you know, as long as it keeps out the riffraff, I kind of see where, you know, 100% Jew-free radio kind of makes things kind of assures things will be level-headed. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Oy, Gewalt. I think one happy Jew our friend?
I don't know if I'm in any position. I don't know if I'm ready to embrace another Jew at this point. I feel kind of like I have a bad track record with them. I might.
Oh, it says it's okay. I'm not Jewish. All right. I was just Look, I don't, Vince, I really don't want you to sound anti-Semitic.
Who said I was anti-Semitic?
Well, you just said you wanted a Jew-free show, even if they were happy.
Yeah. And I also, as a part of that, I said, no offense to the happy Jews, but, you know, it's kind of like how they like to keep out all the Muslims. They're like, no offense to the three or four nice, happy Muslims. I'm sorry, we're just putting a moratorium on all you people.
Are you talking about the religion of peace?
No, I'm not talking about Satanism. I'm talking about all the... Oh, happy Jew thought he'd change his name because of the angry one. So what was your name before? Just one Jew? I don't get it. What was their name? I wonder what their name was before.
I don't know.
You know, with these people, you always have to click on their profile and figure out who the balance really is.
We're not all intuitive here on BTR.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Okay. If you're as brilliant as this one happy Jew guy or anybody else, and you want to join us and grace us with your awesomeness, please feel free to do so. The number is 347-826-7667 when you call in. Make sure to press number 1 to raise your hand so we know you want to talk. If you want to talk to one angry Jew, if not, maybe you want to talk other stuff. We'll kick it and shoot the shit about just about anything. Now I'm going to go to the 323. Is this it's Frank Deluxe?
You know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is my token black friend, Frank Deluxe, gracing us once again with his presence. Welcome to the show.
The Urkel of the airwaves has arrived. How's it going? Hey, speaking of Urkel and racial stereotypes and stuff like that, did anybody notice that the most famous and well-known nerd is black? Urkel is the world's best-known nerd, I guess, except Bill Gates, if you want to consider him a nerd. But, you know, as a television personality, I find that interesting.
I haven't talked to you in like a month and a half, 2 months. And you call into my show and talk to me about Urkel?
Awesome. What were you guys talking about beforehand? Jews or something, right?
And
yeah,
Sheila E.
We're talking about real shit, bro. Are you going to go to the Sheila E. rally on the 2nd? I think I'm going to come down and check that out. Are you going to that? Of course you're going to that, right?
To what?
You didn't hear about this? Sheila E.?
Sheila E.?
Okay, first of all, you know who Sheila E. You know who Sheila E. is, right?
That's like a drug on the streets of Compton.
No, Sheila E. is. Have you heard of Prince?
The one in Africa who'll be sending me all his emails. $3,000.
Right, so Prince had this bitch in one of his films, Sheila E. Dude, you should Google Sheila E. She's a kick-ass drummer. She's hot as shit, and she's putting on a support our president rally in where is it? It's in
Sunset
somewhere.
And Vine.
Sunset and Vine.
Are you talking about Ron Paul?
Sunset and Vine what was it, on the 2nd? January 2nd, dude. We're going to be there. We're going to crash it. It's going to be fun. Melinda should go. Melinda would love this.
I cuss out motherfuckers supporting Obama. I
got to find that flyer. Do you have the flyer or the link, Moxie? By the way, Moxie, this is Frank Deluxe. Frank Deluxe, this is Moxie.
You're the one who was blowing up my Gmail account with all this Blog Talker stuff.
Not me.
It's a pleasure to finally be able to harass you about it.
Oh, well, you can just delete it. It's cool.
She's freaking hot.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. All right, I got another caller here. 200, you're on the air. Wait. All right, now you're on the air. 200, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yo.
Yo, who's this?
It's Metal. I just figured I'd call in, usually do.
Nice.
Awesome.
Metal. Metal Talk Radio.
Metal.
We got a nice round elongated panel here tonight, folks. It's myself, Moxie, Frank Deluxe, and Metal Talk Radio. If you guys want to ask us any questions about how to handle your love life or what metal bands might be best to play while you're making sweet love to your partner, you might want to give us a call, 347-826-7667. I suggest go for some early Slayer. Usually gets the ladies all moist and hot. But I'm going to have to ask my panel, what do you use, Moxie?
Well, metal, nothing. It's Biggie Smalls all the way.
Biggie Smalls, that's hip-hop. That's fine, you like hip-hop.
What was that about Biggie Smalls?
Don't mind VMAX. He's just playing. Yeah. VMAX playing solitaire in the background. Don't mind him. He didn't realize he called in. Anyways, so Frankie D, we got this dude. You missed out, man. You haven't been here on my show in like a month, and you missed like a whole major chapter in BTR history that will be forever memorialized, I guess, from here hence now is the troll wars that essentially came to an end today with one angry Jew being defeated by BTR and being destroyed. He's no longer around, and now you can only hear him in my archives. You missed him. He was on my show a second ago. He might call back in. We still got 45 minutes to go. Maybe he'll call back in.
He was a troll. So, I mean, he finally just went out of control and you had to destroy him.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I didn't destroy him. BTR ultimately destroyed him. But I think he was taken down by multiple entities here on BTR that conspired to first. He was kind of like an Osama bin Laden. He jumped on the scene. Everybody like harnessed his energy and like rode him to fame in one way or another. And then at a certain point, they found he wasn't useful anymore, and they threw him under the bus. And everybody did that individually to the point where he was completely excluded, and he was like, going trolling back into people's shows and like just fucking with people nonstop. And it got to the point where multiple major entities on the late night BTR talk circuit here probably all more or less submitted simultaneous complaints about him. Yeah. And he's gone. He's done. But it's kind of sad, I think, in a way, because I had fun with him. I liked having him on. Most of my listeners hated him. Pretty much everybody but me hated him on this DTR. I didn't think he was so bad. But,
I didn't hate him.
I can dig him.
Yeah, I believe in free speech to the max. I don't believe in anybody being able to block anybody except if it's from your show. If you don't want somebody on your show, you can block them, but I don't think you should delete a person's account. Let them speak out and, you know, be by themselves just yelling. But I guess if he's really harassing everybody, he's freaking trolling. I don't know, man. I take a no-nonsense, no-compromise view on freedom of speech and expression, you know what I mean? But then again, I'm a hyper-aggressive male. If somebody's annoying me, I'm going to threaten your life, you know what I mean? I'm like, hey, where do you live, by the way? You know, show up at their place in Speedos and a baseball bat, ready for action.
Nice.
So a lot of my listeners probably haven't heard or maybe not don't remember Frank Deluxe. Frank Deluxe is sort of my resident Barack Hussein Obama historian, or should I say Barry Satoro.
I freaking love that title that you gave me, dude. You are the man.
Yeah, so what sort of updates do we have in the realm of Barry Satoro? I mean, Barack H. Obama. You would like a lot? You'd like this chick, Melinda. It's too bad you can't get in the chat room, dude. If you're on your computer, you should BTR because there's
this
chick, Melinda.
I am, but it's super slow.
Yeah. Melinda, she is obsessed. She's as obsessed with Michelle Hussein Obama as you are with Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, I'm very interested in Michelle. She's also a pretty a really big criminal. I mean, these guys are interesting, dude. And I really can't even take time to research what they're doing now because of the stuff that they've done in the past, which is basically it's like indictable offenses and stuff that's out in the open. I mean, you know how I get. But the point is, we've got criminals everywhere. But I still think that Obama is something still, you know, unique in history that we just haven't been able to properly word or identify. He's going to end up doing something significant that's not fully understood right now. Because look at Bill Clinton. He was one of those guys. His significant part was to openly be a just complete psychopath, you know what I mean? Selling drugs inside the White House.
We're trying to get him on the show, actually. We're trying to get Bill Clinton on my show. He's on BTR now.
Oh, gosh.
I'm serious. Whenever your computer loads and you get on BTR, just search Bill Clinton, all lowercase. It's great. He's got his own BTR show. Not to get too far into it, but essentially the Julian Assange of Blog Talk Radio has a connection to Bill Clinton and his show. But that's a whole nother show. But
look, Bill Clinton is a unique and interesting figure in history as well, dude. He does not have emotion. He's been confronted by multiple people, you know, like Alex Jones saying, hey, man, why are you supporting the NAFTA, superhighway? Why are you subverting the American rights? Why are you selling our ports to Chinese? Why are you allowing Chinese generals and selling your influence to them, basically to the highest bidder? And he's been confronted just out, you know, and about on the campaign trail with Hillary, just freaking, you know, by 9/11 truthers, by anybody. He does not care. He will go anywhere. He doesn't care who he's approached by because he's a super liar. I don't even know how to explain it, dude. You could find this guy in a hotel raping a woodland creature, and you could videotape it and then come to a conference with him there and show the videotape, and he won't even break a sweat. He'll be like, dude, you guys are crazy. I mean, I think it's despicable that you would show this type of disgusting video imagery, which clearly isn't me. I mean, he's that type of guy. So it's not even a point, you know, because he's a pure psycho.
Huh. That's right. Breaking it down. Frank Deluxe, if you want to join us here, 347-826-7667. We're chopping it up with my favorite token black friend, Frank Deluxe, on the panel tonight.
Dude, sorry to interrupt, man, but everybody needs to know that I had no idea you were so gigantic. I guess I've forgotten. Damn near my height.
Dude, do I have to? I know. You're used to seeing me laying down. I know how that is.
Yeah, and you know I'm used to you on your back or on your stomach. This is
right.
Interesting. You know.
Yeah.
I could have sworn you were Jewish, and I know Jewish people are like, you know,
I'm Catholic. 100% Catholic.
Just like the angry Jew.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. He's not actually a Jew. That's the beauty of it.
Who wasn't a Jew?
The one angry Jew?
He wasn't
allegedly.
A Jew?
Allegedly. Yeah.
He said he wasn't on your show tonight. He said he's not even Jewish.
Yeah, but he also said he's a liar.
I am actually agnostic.
Yeah, he probably is.
Those evil atheists, they're horrible. I hate atheists.
I'm an atheist.
I'm an atheist, too. I'm being, you know.
Yeah, I'm an atheist, too.
Hey, do we have any pictures of the females that are on this forum, dude? So I can just go ahead and flip my pants down and enjoy it.
Melinda will send some.
Oh, man. Somebody make wake Melinda up. God damn it. Okay, what do we got to check out? Tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just finally...
Oh, go ahead. No, go for it. What's up?
Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster is on Blog Talk Radio. Awesome.
He's on Blog Talk all the time, dude. He is an internet radio whore. He is somewhere live on the internet almost 24 hours a day. It's unforreal.
Alex Jones did that to him. Had him listening to, when he had his show on
You know what? I was listening to him way before he got big on Alex Jones. Like because I listened to, you ever heard of Dr. Stan? Who's been on Alex's show a couple of times. Yeah, Dr. Stan Monteith. Yeah. He's up here in Santa Cruz or Monterey. He's had Bob on his show forever, dude. They've been doing that shit way before Alex Jones was even alive. And so I've heard about this dude forever. He's been saying the exact same shit over and over and over again. All these guys are tools for what's his name? The GCN guy, the guy that sells the gold, the Midas gold.
That is Bob Chapman. He is He is the guy who sells gold. He owns GCN, dude.
No. You're getting him mixed up with Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson's the guy that owns GCN. Bob Chapman is an Bob Chapman is an ex Wall Street, ex trader, ex intelligence CIA operative, double agent dude who's not even in the United States right now. The dude is in fucking Costa Rica or some shit in the Central America or some shit somewhere. He spends his entire time calling into radio shows and saying the same shit over and over and over, usually to an audience that's trying to be sold gold to. So somehow he's got to whip his forecast to include gold in his forecast. But outside of that, when he's not pimping gold, he's a very entertaining and interesting guy. And I like reading his stuff, but I wouldn't pay whatever $200 goddamn dollars you would for his thing. because he's on the radio all the time. How does he even have time to write that shit?
I mean, there's some brilliant people out there, man.
I like Bob, though. I would, you know what? I don't want anybody to think I'm talking shit about Bob, because I'd have him on my show in a heartbeat.
Would you do him, though?
But you know what? I'd like to have Bob on my show and not have him talk, have to pimp gold. Because, like, he calls into the show called, because I got into Bob, like, I got really hardcore into Bob Chapman for a while. And would, like, follow him on every show he was on. And I'd follow him on the gold shows, and it was just, like, so tough to listen to him talk about gold.
You were stalking
so much
him?
Funner. What?
You were stalking him?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way, I guess. Yeah, I was.
Wow. That's hot. Would you do him? That's all I need to know.
Oh, probably not. He's, like, 70 years old. He's married.
He's too old for you. Okay, got it.
Yeah. But it was funny. Hey. I was listening to Alan Colmes, right? Alan Colmes, who's been on Alex Jones's show. Alan Colmes had a caller call in, and he was talking about Bob Chapman, and he asked Alan Colmes what he thought about Bob Chapman, and he's like, I don't know who the fuck Bob Chapman is. and he, like, for like 5 minutes after the guy called in, he's like, who the fuck is Bob Chapman? I don't know who Bob Chapman is. And I was like, you idiot. This is why you go on the Alex Jones show, so these people will come and listen to you. You should at least, like, pay attention a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
He's lucky he's got an audience at Alan Combs. He's lucky. Anybody who's mixed up in Fox News is lucky because they're getting a paycheck. And I don't know how good Moxie can probably say better than I can, but I would imagine that Fox TV is, even if you're just like what Combs is now, he doesn't even have a show on there anymore. He just, like, pops up on other people's shows. A pundit, I guess. Contributor, whatever this senior contributor or analyst, whatever the fuck they call these people. They probably do pretty good, I bet.
Yeah, but I mean, I would never, I'm super moral, so I would never sell my soul for something like that. I am completely opposed to organizations like, you know, Fox News, and I won't even work for the government, you know what I mean? I won't even accept a government paycheck. So, I don't know. I couldn't accept a check from them. And I couldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it for all the free boxed water in Egypt. Dude, I still have my boxed water. Yeah, I drank it, and I went to the website, and I want them to be a sponsor. If I ever could get a sponsor, it'd be Boxed Water and XXXBunker.com.
XXXBunker, yeah. You know, I think...
That's right, dude. Last time I talked to you, you turned me on to XXXBunker.
Should I even
admit
this? That,
huh?
I'm such a porn addict that I can't even watch XXXBunker. I've seen all their porn, and they've got thousands of collections, so I'm pretty pathetic.
Oh, but they load up new shit all the time, man.
I've seen it at all. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's like, you know, you've seen variations of it. I can even predict how this is going to go. I won't like the camera angles, this, that, and the other thing. Man, I'm just like a monster.
Yeah. Hey, I want to bring on Goofy Bone for a second here and add him to the panel. Goofy, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. What's popping?
What's going on, man? You didn't have your hand up, but I saw you there, and I wanted to put you on before we got crack-a-lackin' here.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm just making more music videos, so I'll just be right here.
All right. That's Goofy. He's putting down a music video to, I guess, a new track.
Yep.
And we also have Frank Deluxe, Metal Talk Radio, and Moxie, and well, you know what, Frank Deluxe, it's your lucky day. We thought we might have heard the last of him, but the king of all trolls is resurrected one last time here on the show. I'm going to bring him on. Here he is, the evil one himself. The person who we shall not name is now live on the air.
I'm liking this guy.
Which guy?
The guy you're talking to.
Frank Deluxe.
Uh-huh.
Which guy are you liking?
I'm liking you.
He likes you, man. He wants to make sexy with you.
Heard you?
Yeah.
First of all,
he's an Alex Jones listener. He's probably a 911 truther.
Yeah, he's a truther birther guy. I know. Yeah, you guys would go to
That's
town.
That's good.
You guys
That's
should
good.
Like. You guys should do 69 together.
Conspiracy, you can sign me on. Basically.
Well, I like what you said about not working for the government. I wouldn't work for the government either. And if you listen to Alex Jones today, what was he talking about? That they approached his father for that InfraGuard thing. You know about that InfraGuard?
InfraGuard, yeah. I mean, I've known about it for a very long time.
Well, I've been doing this for 20-some years. I've known about this for longer. I just like to have that knowledge for all that time. No wonder I'm an angry Jew. Am I a Jew?
20 years. You
weren't. What's the consensus? Am I a Jew? Well, 20 years ago, we didn't have Alex Jones. 10 or 12 years ago, we had Bill Cooper, who I knew personally.
Dude, you had Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan's been doing it forever. Dr. Stan, Bob Chapman, their whole, all that crew. I bet you a lot of the people that they came up with, are most of them are dead and gone.
Well, Bill Cooper's dead. I just saw a thing on YouTube today about Bill Cooper. I haven't watched it yet.
Bill Cooper.
Do you remember Bill Cooper?
That name in a while.
Yeah, Bill Cooper. He played for the Oilers. He used to play for Bum Phillips on the Oilers. He gained like 2,000 yards 1 year. Oh, wait, that was Earl Cooper. My bad.
That was HOTT.com. The hour of the time. I wonder if that website is still there. Probably not. No, there's just a quote there. What the hell does that mean? Probably is him. Here's the quote. You ready?
Now we're talking about William Cooper, right?
Yeah, William Cooper.
Okay.
William Cooper died in Eager, Arizona.
Died
in like 2001 or 2000, right?
November, right around there in 2001. Yeah, right after 9/11. Bill Cooper predicted 9/11, and he said they were going to go after the Twin Towers a month before it happened.
Alex said it 2 months before it happened.
Yeah.
And he said something about the UFOs and stuff like that.
That's why I don't support Bill Cooper.
I've seen a video
of this guy. Man, this guy is completely insane. He was talking about he lost his hand due to some alien he was going into. He went into a underground bunker. He was on the elevator, hit down, and once he got down, you know, some aliens were there, and they start shooting lasers at him. I'm like, okay. I'm a big conspiracy theorist because I'm a science fiction lover. But that's just going out of control. Nah,
wait a minute. Who are we talking about here? Because Bill Cooper lost a leg.
Bill Cooper, the hand, leg, you get what I'm saying. The guy's just freaking out of control.
William Cooper, right? That's who we're talking about. Or Milton, I think it's Morton or Milton?
I think it was Milton.
Okay.
Go to Wikipedia. I'm typing in Wikipedia right now. It should take 30 years for this to load up for me.
Well, you're not going to get good info. You're not going to get good info off of Wikipedia. Hey, why is it that I'm demised? I'm only demised from doing a show. I'm not demised from still trolling shows. They can't stop me from calling in.
I still think you're sexually viable, you know?
Well, only thing I can't do is I can't call in via Skype.
They blocked your Skype account?
Why not?
Well, because you can't hit that click the Skype thing unless you're logged in and using the same username as on Skype. Well, not the same username, but you got to be logged in with a username. I guess I could use that. I could create a username just to use for that. But if the username doesn't match the Skype username, it doesn't work.
So they kicked you off of BTR?
They erased my profile, all my shows, everything. Good thing I had a copy.
And they didn't give you a warning?
I did have a warning last week about something, but they didn't tell me specifically what it was. And I had asked them, what did they – I forget what it was. They said they gave me some warning about trolling somebody, but I don't think I trolled whoever it was. So maybe they just caught up to me. Who knows?
Are you lying? Because I got threats from BTR before, and I know how the procedure goes.
Well, I think they invented a new one for me because, well, go search me. Go look up, go search One Angry Jew on BTR.
No, I mean, you could just easily delete your profile, but I just want to know, or did you really do
it? Can you?
Can
you delete your profile?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just created a new one that I'm going to use in a week or two, but I didn't check that, and I didn't use any of the other ones that I
No, no disrespect, Mr. Bear Jew, but you know it's just they threaten me so many times, so I know the procedure. I know how these fuckers attack. Even on my other fake show I used to have many years ago, they did the same procedure. So. They go by the book, was what I'm saying.
They didn't go by the book today.
Because I've done them several times with suing them. And, let's work out a means where we both could keep on the same level.
Look, I had no notice today that they were going to do what they did. It was just, I was looking in my email. And there was not one follower reminder of a show. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then I went to log in, and my IP address was blocked.
Oh, yeah, you
did
something
bad.
Did
you check your spam folder?
You did something bad.
Come on.
Well, I have 10 different proxies I can use, so... It doesn't. Obviously, I'm on there right now. That doesn't make any difference that they blocked the IP address. I just picked another one, but that's the second IP address they blocked.
All right. Well, you're starting to make sense now. I'll tell you that for damn sure. They like to block your IP address, people. I'll tell you that for sure. Always get that $39.99 thing where you can change your IP address. They can never get you on that. But if you're just dumb and think,
they do get you because if you look in your cookies, there's about 30 different cookies that they throw in there. And
so you delete them.
Well, yeah, you can, but then they come right back. But I'm sure I must have used the same IP address on the other one, so they put two and two together. Because they didn't just throw me off of Blog Talk Radio, they blocked the IP address I was using.
Yeah, it's getting dirty, folks. And it's just warming up. This is part of the whole genocide that BTR has unleashed here. And basically, what's going on here is all of the hosts here on BTR, late night, are all cannibalizing each other right now. And they're doing it while BTR is just laughing. It's all to their delightment. And it's called the Troll Wars. That's what's going on right now. The Troll Wars. And we got about, 20 minutes to go here? If anybody else wants to troll and duke it out here with us, that'd be great. We're on here with the troll of all trolls, who was just today exterminated from BTR. And this is another, he's another example of the casualties that are, and a lot of the pain and that's inflicted in this deadly battle out here in the streets that we know as BTR.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, peep the style and the way the cap sweater.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is, can the feds get it?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jettas. Take that with ya.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lane scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt silly. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed some Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelet, frostbite. Ring two, niggas round the way, call me Igloo Stick.
Hey, who?
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
you don't stop.
Uh-huh.
You
won't stop,
nigga.
Nigga. What? Yeah. Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn represents y'all. Hit your falls, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhyme to play me. I'm from Marcy, I'm varsity. Chump, you JV.
Trigger
JV.
Nigga, amen. My best style flows malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's ditching. Graham chopping, police bear docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, yeah. No more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol. Blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York place outside.
Get a body there.
Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets deeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Right. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the plate and hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, sit to draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out to all.
Crown Heights.
MC with a flu, yeah, I rhyme sick. I be what you're trying to do. Made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I been wrong. Stay out away from here on.
Clear,
gone.
Me and Gutter had two spots. The two for $5 hits the blue top. Got a gold Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, she probably have two pops.
Time to separate the pros from the cons. The platinum from the bronze. That butter soft shit from that leather on the bond. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga. Brooklyn, sipping on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan. Usually quattro cinco. The shell sink slow, tossing ya. Man slugs through your Nautica. I'm warning ya.
JC and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
Rockefeller, y'all. Junior Mafia, Super Bank Click.
to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince the Bay back here with you. Disorderly Conduct, the program. No, it's not InfoWars. It's Troll Wars. That's right. If you missed the program last night, we went into the whole Troll Wars thing and was hoping that that would be a nice little exorcism in order for us to, I don't know, cleanse ourselves of the demons. Not sure it worked. Hey, did you guys hear that Tina Marie died? I haven't talked to Frank Deluxe since Tina Marie died. What'd you think of that? As a black man, what was how'd you feel about Tina Marie dying?
Is she dead? Is she horrible? No.
What?
Let me Google that.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Well, I think she did die. This is a national black tragedy.
It is.
54. She's only 54. That's horrible.
I didn't realize she was so beloved by the black community. Like, first of all, I didn't know who the fuck she was until now.
Because she is black,
like,
okay?
I've heard her voice on some tracks. Now that I've gone back on YouTube and heard some of her early tracks and stuff, oh, okay, that chick, sure. But
and she's interracial royalty.
She is. She's totally, apparently she's officially black. So much so that I didn't even know she existed.
When you get long stroked by...
And us white people, we know each other. We have a pretty strong network, us white people. Really pretty connected and know where our people are at. You know what I'm saying?
You are divulging national secrets. But no, she once you get long stroked by Rick James, then you are officially black. That or AIDS written. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Where was she? She was found dead today by her daughter. Smoking that crack.
She was smoking crack, seriously?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
probably.
Don't get me excited like that. What?
This is Hollywood. Clearly she was smoking it. I mean, damn near everybody in Hollywood. I mean, this is sad stories. I mean, people you would never imagine would do this stuff. My own hero, you know, Tupac, his bodyguard, you know, admitted he was smoking, you know, dope. He was snorting, you know, a couple lines before he would go to, you know, parties and stuff like that. And I'm like, what? So, I mean, everybody here does it.
Yeah, I know how it is. I know the lifestyle. I've been there, done that. I have an alias on here called Vince on that Yay. Everybody wants to say Vince is gay, but it's not. It's Vince is on Yay. In the Bay. So, yeah, apparently I scared off the Jew, and I broke up your little Alex Jones geek out party. My bad. Sorry to get in between some info warriors.
Don't laugh at me.
Don't report me to the other info warrior people. I kid because I like Alex Jones. He's fun. I enjoy his show. I think he's entertaining. And
that's the main thing, dude.
He's got to be either possessed by the devil and or on crack or speed or meth or something.
This fool does not let up. He is so hype.
He is
always
the
on.
Definition of get hyphy. He be just always going off.
Dude, I've seen videos on the on YouTube of people, like other activists, who are probably down with the same shit that Alex Jones is down with, but they just happen to, you know, the other activists in Austin doing their own shit, just minding their own business, doing their own protest, and like these poor kids, there's like maybe like 30, 40 of them. They're doing their own little thing outside of City Hall or whatever, and that's not enough. Alex Jones has to crash their protest with his fucking megaphone. And, like, literally, dude, these poor kids are, like, they were so proud of themselves. They got this little thing together. And, dude, what's that? And they're like, I don't know. Like, the video is obviously a video that's supposed to be about them and their rally. And, like, who the fuck is that that keeps yelling over there? I don't know. Yeah, that's Alex Jones. Like, no, really? Serious? Yeah, it's fucking Alex Jones. Like, shut up, Alex. We're trying to do our thing. And he wouldn't shut up. Dude. These poor kids were trying to have their little rally, and he got, like, right in front of them with his megaphone was just going
hyped.
Nuts, dude.
He's
I was like, what a
hyped.
Dick. He can't. He has to. He is, like, another one of these, like, BTR-type personalities. You know what I mean? Like these people that just get lit. They're, like, they get into it and they get, like, psychotic. It's insane. And I think he's hilarious. I think that guy is so funny. I think he's unintentionally hilarious. Like,
he's trying to be funny.
I don't know, though. At least when I've noticed, when he tries to be funny, he's not funny. Like, he'll try to be funny and you're like, all right, dude, no. He's funny when he doesn't know it, when he's just on one of his rants and he's just so fired up that he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, somebody will point out that he was funny and he'll, like, try to be again and then you're like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, he can't recapture it. No, he just has to be himself and he's hilarious when he's himself.
That's why he,
all right.
Okay, this is one of those embarrassing things. He actually was, you know, because of that, people tried to get him onto comedy circuits. Like Joe Rogan, you know, because Joe Rogan tried to get him out in the comedy circuit, and he bombed so hard. It was, like, disgusting.
Yep.
There's
a video. It's a great video of him with Doug Stanhope, where Doug Stanhope comes to Austin, I think, and Doug Stanhope thinks it's a great idea to have Alex, like, come out before him for 10 minutes, and Alex just goes out there and just—it's on YouTube. He just starts talking about the new world order, and everybody gets bummed out and starts fucking heckling them. But if you watch the video, like, even after Alex Jones is done and sits down, and Doug Stanhope comes up and starts talking, like, there's still him and the heckler are still yelling at each other in the audience during Doug Stanhope go. It's fucking brilliant. I love Doug Stanhope, by the way. He's, like, one of my favorite comedians out there. And I have another caller here. 863, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Emmanuel down in Atlanta.
It's who?
This is Emmanuel down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Emmanuel in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
Hey, Emmanuel. Sorry about your Falcons.
No, they ain't my Falcons. Michael Vick isn't here anymore. I guess he was a secure party creditor, and they found out. Listen, I got a question right quick. Maybe some of you guys can help me. My wife is a secure party creditor, and she's been in jail now for 2 days for driving with no registration on the car. And I went down there to the jailhouse and everything. These guys, they act like they didn't know what a UCC was. We already went through everything with, I don't know if you guys know Joanna Johnson.
Have no clue who you're talking about. Are you sure you got the right number? Yes.
I think you're trying to reach Debbie Daly. Debbie Daly.
Oh, yeah, I got her number. You want her number?
Oh, no, I haven't. I was just trying to figure out if you guys know any reason why they're still actually locking up secure party creditors for no registration and it's already registered. Do anybody know anything about this stuff?
I don't know.
I think it has to do with Obama. I do. It has to do with Obama.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is part of Obamacare, right?
It is, actually.
No, this is Secured Party Creditors I'm talking about. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Derivative. Yeah, I run a hedge fund. I know all about derivatives.
Okay. Well, how come the sheriff down here at this police department down here don't know what a uniform commercial code is? Anybody know? These guys, they act like this is foreign to them.
Yeah, those city guys, you know, they don't know their head from their ass, right? Don't listen to them.
Yeah, I got to go down here tomorrow. Well, in a couple of hours, I got to get to go down to.
Wait, are you telling me you're in the pen right now? You had your one call and you called us?
No, his wife.
No, my wife is in jail for 2 days for driving with no registration because her car is registered in Washington under the UCC. So they're trying to say she had to get. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if any guys ever heard anything like this before.
Are you guys mixed up in the New World Order?
Are you part of Illuminati? See there? Look how silent you just got.
See, you just answered my question with a question. So that's highly suspect.
I told you earlier that I'm a Secured Party creditor.
Yeah, that's what tipped me off.
Flawless.
Oh, that's what tipped you off, huh? Well, maybe most people know about. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know, we're on to you, buddy. Okay. There's a guy. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, but you will. If you haven't heard of him yet, you'll hear of him real soon. And no, it's not Alex Jones. This guy goes deeper than Alex Jones, all right? This guy, his first name is Cow, his last name is Pote. You don't mess around, and you should look him up on BTR, Cow Pote.
What's deeper than Alex Jones?
Cow Pote, man.
What is?
Yeah.
What?
You go to blogtalkradio.com/cow, COW. POTE, Cow Pote.
What subjects doesn't Alex go over?
Anything Cow Pote is already covered because, I mean, what would be the point?
I'm going to ask again. What doesn't Alex talk about that Cow Pote does?
The Skype assholes, for one. I got another caller here. I got another caller. 936. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Thank you very much, Vince in the Bay. This is Todd Morris over at the greatest wrestling show ever, and we just want to tell all of your viewers about our show each and every Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on Block Talk Radio / the greatest of all time. And thank you very much for your time, Bits of the Bait. And thank you, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow night right here live on our show. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything else they want to plug real quick? We got like 10 seconds.
The Humor Institute, blogtalkradio.com/Moxie, M-O-X-I-E.
All right, Moxie, that's you. Frank Deluxe, anything coming up? You have a boner right now?
Boner, and I am now an Herbalife health and wellness coach. And if you want to lose a couple pounds, run a lap, you fat mother. No, I'm just kidding.
Great. I want to thank Goofy Bone and also Metal Talk Radio for hanging out with me. Vince in the Bay, check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. We're going to wrap things up here with the panel in just a second. For those of you, we're going to hang on for overtime. I appreciate it. For those not, well, you can go burn in hell. Those listening on a podcast, we're going to take a quick break here and wrap things up on the other side with the people who are annoying me by playing back some shit while I'm trying to announce on the goddamn radio, and they're my fucking panelists. Oh. Anyways, I'll be right back.
And we're back. How are we doing, folks? Is anybody there? Is it just me?
I'm here.
My switchboard just ended.
I'm here.
Were you laying down or something? What were you doing? You felt like you were scrambling.
Who, me?
Yeah, you sound like you were.
No, I was. I actually muted myself.
Oh, that's good.
Wasn't me.
That's Andy. It sounded weird when he came back up with mute. But whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, that's it. No more Jew. How do you guys feel about that?
All right,
one at a time, please. One at a time, all right?
The end of an era, you know? I'm depressed about it.
Speechless, really, I think is the word.
So we lost a Jew forever?
He's going to rise again 3 days, don't you? You know, mark my words.
Rise.
Yeah, more like three hours.
Three hours.
Rise from your grave.
I just get that.
Nice.
Well, there you have it. Metal, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about, we didn't get a chance to plug your show, but tell us about your show real quick that's coming up.
Oh, dude, there's not much, dude. I'm just going to probably, I got some unsigned music I'm going to play and stuff, but I'm trying to edit this song. It's pretty hard.
Okay.
All righty then.
Speaking of editing music and stuff that's difficult, I mean, I was really big into making, you know, Tupac remixes and whatnot, and I had made this super just sick song. It was like, but I couldn't move forward on it because I needed 3D graphics, and so I downloaded, you know, Adobe, and you know, Photoshop and CS and all those After Effects, and I was like looking at the program, how the hell do I supposed to figure out how to work this thing? I was like, I need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out.
After Effects is kind of complicated. I've done After Effects before. I've done more Motion, which is like Apple's version of After Effects. And it's not that hard after you figure it out, but it helps if you know, like in your case, Premiere first and have that as a background. Because if you just try to do After Effects off the bat with, you just open the program and try to do something, good luck.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Adobe Premium Elements?
I
use Final Cut. I'm not familiar with Premiere at all, so I don't know, maybe.
How is Final Cut?
I love Final Cut. That's my shit, man. Final Cut and Pro Tools are my two. Those are the two programs that I know the best.
Yeah, because I use Adobe Premium Elements, and it gets on my nerves sometimes. But I mean, I make some corny little videos. I don't know if you've seen them, but I mean, I made some.
I've seen some of the videos he made. Yeah. I mean, it's fine at first. I mean, you didn't pay for anything for that, right? You got it for free?
Fuck no. I did it all at home. Green screen at the pad, regular, you know, camcorder.
Yeah.
So it's just, shit, people want $500, $600. Fuck that. Eat shit. And half the time it sucks. So it's like, I don't care. If it sucks, at least I could say it sucks because I made it suck, you know? But I don't know. So what's the one you got called? Final Cut?
Final Cut Pro, yeah. It's part of...
How much is it?
Well, you can get two versions of it. You can get the express version, I think, for like maybe $300, $400.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want the full, complete version, I think it's like $1,000. But once you buy it once for $1,000, when they have updates, you can you still have to pay for the updates when it goes from like a whole different version. But it's less. It's not like buying it all over again. It's like you pay another like $200 to get the latest version. But
okay.
It's Final Cut. I don't know. That's my shit, man. I love that program. I learned it kind of on the fly. I went to film school and everything. But in film school, I learned to actually cut actual film. I didn't do any digital shit. It wasn't until after I got to film school that I started messing around with Final Cut and stuff. I had friends that I knew that had it and did it, and they showed me, you know, basic stuff, you know, basic shit, and then, you know, I just kind of hung out around them while I was editing and just asked them questions as I went, and then eventually I got to the point where I kind of knew the basics and could do shit and just sort of felt it out on my own. And now it's just so crazy. You go on YouTube and all you have to do is like just search on YouTube for Final Cut or After Effects or whatever program it is that you're working on, and just somebody's done a little online tutorial for you. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can teach yourself anything now with the fucking internet.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Anywho, Moxie, are you still there? I guess not. All right, we'll ask Moxie. All right, well, thanks, Moxie. Appreciate it. I'm gonna wrap it up.
Is anybody still around?
I
am.
Yeah, it's right now it's Metal, Goofy. I was just going to make the rounds here and say thanks to Goofy, thanks to Metal. Goofy, what are you doing, a show tomorrow?
Yeah. 186 Point Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 11 in the Central, and 12 a.m. on the East Coast. Find me here on the greatest station in the world, blogtalkradio.com. Look up Goofy Bone.
Until February 1st when those bitches...
Yeah, until February 1st.
When those bitches can suck a dick. Metal, your show tomorrow.
What happens February 1st?
The 1st? Frank, Frankie D, February 1st. Oh, man, so much to catch you up on, dude. BTR basically sent out all the people that have been on BTR for, like, over, like, a year and a half or whatever, like me that have a free account and, like, Goofy and, like, a lot of people. They sent out, BTR sent out a message saying, look, you people that have been here this whole time with a free account, we're giving you an ultimatum. Your account's going to shrink. You're not going to be able. Your free account. You will no longer be able to do 2-hour shows anymore for free. You unless you upgrade to the premium account and pay money, we basically have to. Our shows have to shrink to a half hour. We can only load up 3 songs at a time in our switchboard, and we can't broadcast during certain hours, and yeah, it's basically our time limit.
Basically
shafting us. Yeah, they're shafting us, and they're saying, all right, we're giving you this one-time opportunity. You can sign up now for the premium membership, basically paying for what we have right now. We've been getting for the last 2, 3, 4 years for free, basically asking us to pay for that now, and offering us a special 25% off the regular rate. So they're offering us $29.99 a month to do what we're doing now, what we've been doing for free. And it's really funny because since they've sent that out, which was a couple of weeks ago, BTR, the service, has been getting worse and worse and worse. It's just like getting crappier and crappier, and people are getting more and more pissed off. and a lot of the late night hosts are all getting just fucking crazy and loony. Not that they weren't already fucking retarded already to begin with, but now they're just, people are just losing it. It's just crazy. And DTR seems to be going down in a fucking ball of flames as far as I can tell. And so they're basically from what I can tell, they have a losing business model. Like they tried the free subscribers, that didn't work. They tried adding people, adding the paid memberships, which is what they're doing now. And now they're all the people that were grandfathered in. They're trying to get them to be paid members too. So it's obvious that these people, you know, are trying to like clean up their service and make it look as nice and clean and proper and profitable as possible to potential investors and potential buyers, I think. And this is probably part of their last-ditch effort to make it look like a legit business. They probably want – it's probably – so a lot of people are saying that the reason why they're doing it is to weed out the trolls. But if that was the idea, they would have done that a long time
ago. Beyond control? Full of
shit.
Yeah. Bullshit.
It's just ridiculous. So, yeah, I did a show last night, The Troll Wars, because, like, all these people are coming out of the woodwork and trolling other people's shows and talking shit and rabble-rousing and trying to get so-and-so pissed off at so-and-so, and people are, like, dedicating their whole shows to things, and the one-eyed Jew is, like, stirring up all this shit, and now he's officially banned, or his account was booted off of BTR, and it's just drama, man. It's just weird. It's really weird, this whole BTR thing. It'll be interesting if it's even here a year from now, 2 years from now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, look at Dig.com. I mean, they just collapsed. They were pissing me off, though.
Why?
I mean, they were freaking censoring information left and right. It was just becoming obvious. I mean, if you didn't believe in the New World Order when you started and, like, paid attention to it when the thing first came out, you had to believe in it by the end of – if you were on Dig for a long time, because they just specifically just attack anything Ron Paul-related, anything New World Order-related. They would have specific people just come in and just – you knew when they were going to – you knew if you posted this, these three guys are going to come in and just bury it and say – talk all kinds of crap. And I was getting that. And I was, like, on a friendly basis with these guys. It was, like, clearly a freaking – see, I don't even like to talk. I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I feel uncomfortable saying, you know, certain stuff like these are paid, you know, military cyber freaking warriors, dude. It was about – these guys being paid to, you know, attack subversive material. So, man, I'm glad Dig has collapsed.
Yeah, I don't miss it. I never really used Dig. People still use it though. I joined a club and they said, oh, hey, don't forget to write us up on Dig. I was like, okay. I never go on Dig. I don't even know what that is.
Shoot. All I know is I need to start getting out more, man. I have zero friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to start going to clubs. I'm going to start going to clubs and hanging out.
Hey, I'm gonna come down and we're gonna party. We're gonna go check out Sheila E.'s march that she's gonna have for the president, and we'll have a good time. Hopefully, Moxie will show up for that.
How long are you staying this time? Next time?
I don't know, dude. I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm doing fucking push-ups.
I'd like to go down for an extended period, but I'm not sure. I think I have plans up here for New Year's, and that's on the 2nd, so I'm going to come down. Fuck, I guess I'm going to come down New Year's Day at some point, all hungover, assuming I party hard on New Year's.
shoot, man, come on over to my place, man, and show me the places around Hollywood that you know that I haven't even been to. You can bring your lovely producer as well. We'll go ahead and just tie her up, throw her in the back of the van, and, you know, make that.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. All right, man, I'm going to wrap up the show, dude. I'll hit you up offline at some point.
And much love, Vince.
All right. Yeah, you got it, Goofy. Thanks, man. Thanks, Metal. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. For those of you that are listening to the podcast, the archives, whatever it is, I appreciate it. Much love. Keep the faith. And I'm out. Peace.